This is a summary of Israeli war crimes being committed in Palestine for the week ending 23 November 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in the occupied Palestine areas. Four Palestinian civilians were killed by Israeli occupation forces. One of the victims was suffering from a psychological disorder. Two of the victims were extrajudicially executed by Israeli occupation forces. 11 Palestinian civilians, including four children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 30 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, particularly in the area of Jenin. Homes were raided and 35 Palestinian civilians, including 18 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Five homes were transformed into military bases. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. They have closed all border crossings of the Gaza Strip and prevented at least 1,000 students from attending their school classes in the old town of Hebron. And they've arrested four Palestinian civilians, including a child and a girl, at various checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation wall in the West Bank. At least 438 additional dunams of Palestinian land in the Bethlehem area were confiscated. Israeli occupation forces used force against nonviolent peaceful demonstrators organized and protested the construction of the apartheid wall and arrested two international solidarity activists. Israeli occupation forces imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians near the apartheid wall. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Six homes were demolished in East Jerusalem, and Israeli occupation forces started to place a new fence along the Trans-Samaria Road, and a new settlement post was established in Yetta village south of Hebron. Details. On 15 November 2005, an agreement regarding border crossings of the Gaza Strip was concluded. This agreement serves to reinforce the de facto control of the Israeli occupation forces over the economy and movement and the population of the Gaza Strip. The agreement allows the Israeli occupation forces to monitor the border crossings, which are the main artery roads to the economic, social, and cultural rights of Palestinians. The absence of actual Israeli military presence inside the Gaza Strip does not mean that the Israeli military occupation has come to an end. The field conditions in the Gaza Strip prove that Israeli occupation forces have continued to control movement to and from the Gaza Strip. The agreement reinforces the Israeli occupation force control over and occupation of Gaza, which has not come to an end with the implementation of the so-called disengagement plan. Killings. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces murdered four Palestinian civilians in the West Bank. Two of the victims were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces in Jenin on 17 November 2005. Israeli occupation forces killed a Palestinian civilian in Hebron on 18 June 2005. The fourth victim was killed by Israeli occupation forces during the incursion into Jenin on 23 November 2005. In addition, 11 Palestinian civilians, including four children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 30 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 35 Palestinian civilians, including 18 children. Israeli occupation forces employed undercover units and trained dogs in these incursions and transformed five homes into military sites. Restrictions of movement. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a comprehensive siege in occupied Palestine in violation of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights of Palestinians. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tightened siege on the Gaza Strip, transforming it to a very large prison. Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border, the sole outlet for the Gaza Strip to the outside world, has remained closed for over 2 months. An agreement was reached regarding the operation of the crossing point. According to media reports, the crossing point will be operated by Egyptian and Palestinians with the presence of European forces, a third party, whose responsibilities have not yet been determined. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have imposed more restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. Israeli occupation forces have continued to prevent Palestinian civilians living in Jenin from crossing the Za'atar checkpoint south of Nablus for more than 4 months. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank as Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mufuz stated rather on 16 November 2005 that the wall must be completed. Israeli occupation forces start to level land to construct a new section of the wall in Abud village northwest of Ramallah. The construction of this section of the wall is likely to seize at least 5,330 dunams of land in this village, including 3,887 dunams which will be isolated behind the wall. Illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces started to place a fence on both sides of the road. They also confiscated 9.5 dinams of land in the Abad village southwest of Jenin for military purposes. In East Jerusalem, Israeli occupation forces demolished six homes. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.